Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's lift our hands a little longer. Praise God. You can be seated. We just need to take care of some things very quickly here. First of all, we want to pray for Brother Tony Muniz and his family, Sister Sandra. They've experienced some losses in their family that we need to just remember them in prayer. If we could do that right now. If you have a need, why don't you lift up your hands and let, if you feel comfortable, let someone near you pray with you, know what your need is. Let's pray right now in Jesus' name for the Muniz family, for Sister Sandra and her family. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I pray during this time of loss, during this time of struggle, God, let your hand be upon Brother Tony, upon Sister Sandra, oh Lord. Minister to them in the light that you have given us. Reveal, Lord, your presence. Reveal your will and your word in this moment of need. Let the power and the glory of God be manifest even in the darkness of loss. Let your name be magnified, O God, in their hearts and in their minds, that they may trust in you and believe in you and walk with you, and that you may be their comforter in all of this. We pray, God, for every need that's been manifest here, every need that has been expressed by the raising of a hand and by those who have whispered it under their breath. Lord God, help us to trust in you, to believe, O God, that you have heard us, that you will do the things that you have promised, and we will give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Everyone said amen. Some quick announcements. The Voces Unidas, in case you're curious, you've heard a lot about Voces Unidas and African International Ministries. Both Voces Unidas and African International Ministries meet here at 1 o'clock on every Sunday afternoon, except today, of course. And Voces Unidas meets here in the sanctuary, and African International Ministries meets over in the Kids Regis room in the other side of the building, and that's every Sunday. On Tuesday evening, Voces Unidas meets here at 7, and on Friday evening, African International Ministries meets in Kids Regis at 7 o'clock. So if you have never been to African International Ministry or to Voces Unidas, you're welcome. You should come and experience the joy of the Lord in whatever language, whatever culture you'd like to experience. Next Friday, all church revival prayer at 7 o'clock. Everyone said Friday. Revival prayer. Sunday, October 22nd, Holy Ghost Rally with Sister Vicki Oliver. Praise God. 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. That's October 28th. And then finally, some quick instructions. After service, we're going to have a fellowship. It's a potluck dinner. We want you to go find a place to sit. We're not going to have everyone line up and wait in line. Go find a place to sit, and then you'll be given instructions at your table as far as serving, so that we don't have 550 or 650 people standing in the line waiting to eat, which isn't so bad if you're up front. So go find a seat, and we'll have tables in the fellowship hall, in Kids Regis, and in the rooms in between the fellowship hall and Kids Regis. Please enjoy the fellowship, and there will be food from many different nations, many different cultures, so you get to try. I think someone said they're bringing chicharron. I'm not sure, but amen. We've been talking about that for weeks in Voces Unidas. Amen. Everyone said okay. Praise God. Amen. We are privileged this morning to have with us a family, not just a man of God, but a family that represents the kingdom of God so well. We want all of the Thompsons to stand, Brother Pastor Galen and Sister Thompson, and even Jordan's wife. Jordan, you can stand with them if you want. Amen. The Thompsons have impacted Calvary Gospel Church in the Madison, Wisconsin area, whether you're aware of it or not. They've had a great impact here, and we're grateful for their presence. Brother Thompson came and spoke about a month ago now, somewhere around there. He taught us a leadership seminar that just completely reshaped our thinking and was a great blessing to all of the leaders at Calvary Gospel Church, and we're looking forward to hearing him again. Brother Thompson has been a pastor. He's from a different culture, too. Minnesota. So they don't get their own flag, but we do recognize the cultural divide there between Wisconsin and Minnesota. But he has pastored there, started churches there, has taught leadership seminars in the secular venue and in the church, currently doing that for North American missions all around the country. We are so pleased, we're so blessed to have Brother Galen Thompson as our speaker this morning. Please come.
Give the Lord that praise. Can we do that? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor you and glorify you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It is a privilege and an honor to be here today. And I thank you for the investment that you are making in my life and in my family's life. And it is a real honor to be here on All Nations Sunday. And I'm a quarter Norwegian.
Pues tengo un cuarto de noruego en mí.
So I tried to learn Spanish.
Traté de aprender español.
And my family begged.
Y mi familia me rogó que ya no lo hiciera.
There we go. I said that I was trying to learn Spanish and my family begged me to stop. They said I was way too Norwegian to ever learn Spanish. And maybe I was too Minnesotan to do it too. I don't know. But I do want to set the record straight. That I grew up in Fountain City, Wisconsin.
Crecí en Fountain City, Wisconsin.
And I married a girl from Racine, Wisconsin.
Y me casé con una muchacha de Racine, Wisconsin.
So I was way over on the Minnesota border.
Entonces estaba ahí lejos en Minnesota.
And my wife grew up just a few blocks off of the lake.
Y pues mi esposa como unas áreas cerca del lago.
And we met for our first time at the only senior camp I ever attended.
Nos conocimos por primera vez en el único campamento que fui.
And the only senior camp that my wife attended at Shawano, Wisconsin.
Y ese fue el único que yo asistí, el único que ella asistió también fue en Shawano, Wisconsin.
And so I stole her away across the border to Minnesota.
Entonces yo me la robé y me la llevé a otra frontera cruzando Minnesota.
And now all of my children have followed suit.
Y todos han seguido a ella.
And they've all stolen people from Wisconsin.
Y todos han seguido así como ella y se han robado a personas de Wisconsin.
So anyway, we are Wisconsinites in heart. Amen.
Entonces somos de Wisconsin en nuestro corazón.
Amen. While you're still standing, I would like to go to the word of the Lord this morning.
Me gustaría que vayamos a la palabra del Señor mientras están de pie.
And as you're turning to Romans, the first chapter.
Primero de Romanos, primer capítulo.
I'd like to thank you for the invitation to be here today. It's a very high honor.
Le doy gracias por la invitación. Es un gran honor para mí.
Amen. And I promise you I'll let him speak the Spanish.
Y le prometo que yo le permitiré a él que hable español.
Amen. Romans chapter 1, starting with verse number 16.
Versículo 16.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. to the Jew first and also the Greek.
Porque no me avergüenzo del evangelio, porque es poder de Dios para salvación todo aquel que cree, al judío primeramente y también al griego.
For therein, that is speaking of the gospel of Christ, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Porque en el evangelio la justicia de Dios se revela por fe y para fe, como está escrito, mas el justo por la fe vivirá.
Heavenly Father,
Padre Santísimo,
we pray that you'll open up our hearts,
pedimos, Señor, de nuestro
and our minds to receive your word.
Tu palabra sea nuestro corazón y mente.
And let faith rise in our hearts this morning.
Que la fe, Señor Jesús, crezca en
because there's
corazones.
People here this morning,
porque hay quienes esta mañana aquí,
that are in a desperate need,
están en una necesidad desesperada,
who are broken,
quienes están quebrantados,
who feel hopeless,
que no tienen esperanza,
and they need to have faith,
y necesitan fe,
to understand that you will reach down and pick them up and save them,
para entender que los vas puedes levantar, Señor.
And whoever we are,
y quien sea que seamos,
and wherever we are in our journey,
y donde quiera que vayamos en nuestro
you've got camino, another level of faith for us today.
Usted tiene un nivel de fe para nosotros.
So take a hold of my hand.
Toma mi mano, Señor.
And lead me to a new level of faith in the name of Jesus Christ.
Y guíame con una nueva fe en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. You may be seated.
Pueden tomar sus asientos.
Praise God. Amen. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
No me avergüenzo del evangelio, dijo Pablo.
That means that I'm not offended by the gospel.
Quiere decir que no me ofendo por el evangelio.
He said, because it is the power of God unto salvation.
Porque es el poder de salvación de Dios.
The gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
El evangelio es el poder de Dios para la salvación.
So what is the gospel?
¿Qué es el evangelio entonces?
The gospel is a Greek word that simply means good news.
El evangelio es una palabra griega que significa buenas nuevas.
It would be as if I were reading a newspaper today.
Es como si yo leyera un periódico hoy día.
And I was reading some fantastic news.
Y de repente veo unas noticias tan fantásticas.
I'm reading about this man by the name of Jesus Christ.
Acerca de este hombre que se llama Jesucristo.
And as I read about him,
y mientras leo de él,
something begins to happen in my heart.
Algo sucede en mi corazón.
Faith begins to rise.
Una fe comienza a levantarse.
And I would call that good news.
Y a eso le llamaría buenas nuevas.
And he said,
y él dijo,
I'm not embarrassed about the good news.
Yo no estoy avergonzado de esas buenas nuevas.
Is there anyone here who's not embarrassed about the good news?
Hay alguien que no tiene vergüenza de las buenas nuevas aquí.
It's good news to me.
Sí, las buenas nuevas para mí.
Because when I read it,
sí, porque cuando la leí,
faith began to rise in my heart.
La fe comenzó a salir en mi corazón.
And as I believed,
y mientras creí,
he led me from where I was,
él me guió de donde estaba,
to another plane,
a otro lugar.
And then I continued to read the good news.
Y continué leyendo las nuevas
and
nuevas.
As I read the good news,
y mientras las leía,
it led me to another level of change.
Me llevó a otro nivel.
And I'm still in that growing stage.
Y sigo en esa etapa de crecer.
Because this good news never stops.
Porque estas buenas nuevas nunca paran.
Amen.
Amen.
So he says,
y así dijo,
that he is not ashamed of the gospel.
Que no le da, no se avergüenza del evangelio.
Because it's the power of God.
Porque es el poder de Dios
unto salvation.
Para la salvación.
To who is this salvation for?
¿Para quién es esta salvación, entonces?
Or to whom is it unto?
¿Para quiénes son?
He says to everyone who will believe.
Para todos los que quieran creer.
Anyone who believes.
Anyone, cualquiera que pueda creer.
This gospel is for you if you believe.
Este evangelio es para usted si usted cree.
But maybe you don't know about this gospel, this good news.
Pero tal vez usted no conoce de este evangelio, de estas buenas nuevas.
So this morning we're going to share a little bit about this good news.
Vamos a compartir con ustedes estas buenas nuevas entonces.
Because if you haven't heard it or understood it,
porque si no lo ha escuchado o entendido,
and you don't yet know all about it,
y no sabe de esto,
I can't contain myself.
No me puedo detener.
I've got to share this good news.
Necesito compartirlo con usted.
Amen.
Amen.
So he continues to say,
y continúa diciendo,
to the Jew first and then to the Gentile.
Primero al judío y después al gentil.
Do we have any Jews in the house?
¿Hay algún judío en este lugar?
Any Jews?
¿Alguno?
Stand if you're a Jew. Any Jews?
Si alguien es un judío, pueden ponerse de pie.
Well, look, we're all Gentiles.
Somos gentiles todos entonces.
We're Gentiles from every tribe and nation.
Somos gentiles de toda tribu y toda nación.
And so he said this gospel first came to the Jews and then to us.
Dijo que este evangelio vino a los judíos y después a nosotros.
So part of the good news is,
parte de esas nuevas buenas nuevas,
that this message,
que este mensaje,
is for us.
Que es para nosotros.
Amen. So he said to the Jew first and then to the Greek.
Primero al judío, después al griego.
Then he says, for therein, in this good news,
porque en estas buenas nuevas, dice,
is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
Está la justicia de Dios revelada de fe en fe.
That means beginning faith.
Eso quiere decir,
and ending faith.
Cuando comienza su fe y cuando va terminando su fe.
And it means steps of faith.
Quiere decir pasos de fe.
If you get into this good news,
si usted se mete en esta palabra,
he doesn't expect you to start at the finishing faith.
Él no espera que usted empiece donde
but
está
he's all right with you starting down here on the first step of faith.
Sino que él quiere que usted empiece donde está el primer paso.
And then he says,
y después dice,
this message,
este mensaje,
come on, brother. Go over
steps.
On those steps. Come on, there we go. This good news,
estas buenas nuevas,
is going to take you one step in faith,
va a tomar un paso en fe,
and another step in faith,
y después otro paso en fe,
and he's okay with that step of faith,
y está bien con este paso de fe,
and we're okay with that step of faith,
y estamos bien con este paso de
it
fe.
It may not be where I am,
tal vez no sea donde
but
estamos,
the good news tells me,
pero lo que hace las buenas nuevas,
it doesn't matter as long as you're taking steps of faith,
no importa porque mientras usted está tomando pasos de fe,
and this good news tells me.
Y estas buenas nuevas me dicen,
I can take another step.
Puedo tomar otro paso.
And another step.
Y otro paso.
And I'm still taking steps.
Y sigo tomando pasos.
Until one of these days,
hasta que un día de estos,
when I hear a trumpet sound,
cuando escuche una trompeta sonar,
I'm getting out of this world.
Y me voy a ir de este mundo.
I'm not there yet.
No estoy ahí todavía.
But this good news has got a plan to get me there.
Pero este es una buena noticia para llevarme ahí.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So what is the gospel?
¿Qué es el evangelio entonces?
Paul said,
dijo Pablo,
that the gospel is the death, the burial and the resurrection.
El evangelio es la muerte, la sepultura y la resurrección.
So it's the good news how that Jesus Christ died for our sins.
Esas son las buenas nuevas, cómo Jesucristo murió por nuestros pecados.
That he was buried and that he rose again from death to life.
Fue sepultado y resucitó de la muerte a la vida.
So that he could take a hold of us.
Para que nos pudiera tomar.
And raise us from our death to life.
Y nos pueda levantar de la muerte a vida una vez más.
So the good news is,
las buenas nuevas son,
that we appropriate or apply the death, burial, and resurrection to our life.
Que apliquemos esta muerte, sepultura y resurrección a nuestras vidas.
Is there anybody here know how that happens?
¿Alguien aquí sabe cómo sucede esto?
Oh, this sister raised her hand.
Esta hermana levantó su mano.
She didn't know that that meant she's getting the mic.
No sabía que le íbamos a dar el micrófono.
How do you apply the death, burial, and resurrection, and what does that have to do with salvation?
¿Cómo aplica esto?
Die to self and repentance, be baptized in Jesus' name, and be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Muera en arrepentimiento, sea bautizado en el nombre de Jesús y sea lleno del Espíritu Santo.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise
Gloria
for that.
A Dios. Aleluya.
Now Jesus chose to use an analogy to help us understand salvation.
Jesucristo utiliza una analogía para ayudarnos a entender.
What he does is he takes something that is natural.
Él toma algo que es natural.
That everybody can relate to.
Que todos pueden entenderlo.
And he clearly lays it out for us.
Y lo pone ahí para nosotros.
So that over here we could understand it in the spiritual.
Para que lo podamos entender en lo espiritual también.
And a man came to Jesus at night.
Y el hombre vino a Jesucristo durante la noche.
By the name of Nicodemus.
El nombre de él era Nicodemo.
He recognized that there was something different about Jesus.
Él reconoció que había algo diferente acerca de Jesús.
And he began to make praises and good compliments to Jesus.
Y comenzó a decir muchas cosas buenas acerca de Jesús.
That we can see that you are a man of God. That God's presence is with you.
Podemos ver que eres un hombre de Dios, que la presencia de Dios está contigo.
Because you do things that no one can do without God's blessing on them.
Porque tú haces cosas que no es, pues solo Dios puede hacer.
But Jesus said to him,
pero Jesús le dijo,
and it sounds almost kind of abrupt.
Se oye como un poco tosco por decir.
He said, Nicodemus,
Nicodemo,
unless you're born again,
al menos que nazcas de nuevo,
you cannot see the kingdom of God.
No podrás ver el reino de Dios.
Well, he was saying, you know, you're a good man and we think you're from God. And then Jesus says, you got to be born again.
Él está diciendo muchas cosas buenas y Jesús le dice, tienes que nacer de nuevo.
So Jesus had to take Nicodemus exactly where Nicodemus was.
Jesús tuvo que tomar a Nicodemo a donde estaba Nicodemo en las.
He was one of the most intelligent, well-studied men in his day.
En esos días, Nicodemos era un hombre muy estudioso, muy inteligente.
He was a member of the Sanhedrin.
Era un miembro del Sanedrén.
He had the first five books of the Bible memorized.
Tenía los primeros cinco libros de la Biblia memorizados.
He knew all of the laws and the traditions.
Él conocía todas las tradiciones y las leyes.
But he still needed Jesus to bring him along.
Pero él necesitaba que Jesús lo trajera.
And he says to Nicodemus,
y le dijo Jesús a Nicodemo,
that unless you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of God.
Al menos que nazcas de nuevo, no podrás ver el reino de Dios.
Now, surely Jesus must have been referring to the kingdom by and by.
Me imagino que Jesús estaba refiriéndose al reino de por ahí.
But really what he was saying,
lo que estaba diciendo realmente
is Nicodemus,
Nicodemo,
you're talking to me.
Estás hablando conmigo.
You recognize there's something different about me.
Reconoces algo diferente acerca de mí.
Because you say you're doing good works and nobody can do those works unless God is with him.
Porque dices que hago buenas obras y nada les puede hacer al menos que Dios esté con él.
But you need to be born again.
Pero necesitas nacer de nuevo.
Because you can't see the kingdom.
Porque no puedes ver el reino.
The kingdom is standing here in front of you.
El reino está enfrente de ti, está parado enfrente de ti.
It's not that the Lord is with me.
No es que Dios, el Señor está conmigo.
I am the Lord.
Sino que yo soy el Señor.
And you can't see it.
Y no lo puedes ver.
So you need to be born again.
Entonces necesitas nacer de nuevo.
And then he says,
y después dice,
I'm an old man.
Soy un hombre anciano.
Go back in my mother's womb and
regresar al vientre de mi madre.
This is awkward.
Como que no suena bien.
And Jesus says,
y dijo Jesús,
don't be shocked.
No te sorprendas.
Unless you're born of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
A menos que nazcas de agua y del Espíritu, no podrás ver el reino de Dios.
You cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
No podrás entrar en el reino.
So Jesus used an analogy.
Jesús usó una analogía.
That Nicodemus could understand.
Que Nicodemo podía entender entonces.
Because more than likely Nicodemus had children.
Porque lo más seguro es que Nicodemo tenía hijos.
And he absolutely had been born himself.
Y él pues había nacido él mismo obviamente.
And in the culture in that time.
Y en la cultura de esos tiempos.
Unlike our culture.
No como estos días.
Everybody would have seen animals giving birth.
Todos veían a los animales dando a luz.
And the birth process was very common to everyone.
Y el proceso de nacimiento era común para todos.
As a matter of fact, as we were here this morning.
Y de hecho pues esta mañana.
There's no one here.
No hay nadie aquí.
Unless they're just a little child.
Al menos que sea un bebé pequeñito.
Who doesn't know and understand birth.
Que no entienda lo que es el nacimiento.
So Jesus used an example that anybody could understand.
Jesús usó algo que todos podían entender.
To help them understand about taking a step of faith.
Para ayudarles a entender de tomar un paso de fe.
He used the analogy of birth.
Él usó el ejemplo del nacimiento.
Amen. So let's talk about his analogy today.
Hablemos de esta analogía entonces.
Where does life begin?
¿En dónde comienza la vida?
They put it on billboards. Life begins with.
Lo ponen en letreros. La vida comienza en.
Pastor, do they not know this stuff?
No saben la congregación esto, pastor.
Life begins at. conception.
En la concepción,
right?
ahí empieza la vida.
So let us take a little thought about that, because even Peter uses the examples of being, uses the analogy of being born again.
Porque aún Pedro utiliza esta analogía del ser nacido otra vez.
You see, fertilization is a sequence of events that begins with the sperm and an egg coming together.
El proceso de fertilización comienza cuando un esperma y un huevo se unen.
And when the sperm penetrates the egg,
y cuando ese esperma penetra el huevo,
their nucleus join together as one.
Su núcleo se unen y se hacen uno solo.
And they begin to share their DNA.
Y comienzan a compartir el ADN de cada uno.
And until just a couple of years ago,
hasta hace unos un par de días, un, años más o menos,
they never realized,
nunca se dieron cuenta,
that when the sperm and the egg join together and they begin to co-mix,
que cuando ellos empiezan a mezclar
their nucleus,
su núcleo,
a spark gets given off.
Como que saca chispas, por decir.
They were trying to do some fertilization, watching it on microscopes.
Estaban viendo, haciendo fertilización, mirando en el micro, en el microscopio.
And that's how they discovered.
Y así descubrieron.
That when they came together, a spark went off.
Que cuando se unieron, una como chispa salía.
You say, well, that, yeah, we understand that.
Bueno, pues entendemos eso.
But you have to understand.
Pero entienda, tiene que entender.
Jesus chose to use this analogy.
Jesús escogió usar esta analogía.
And he tells us that the seed is the word of God.
Nos dice que la palabra de Dios es la semilla.
And when that eternal seed,
y cuando esa semilla,
that eternal sperm of the word of God,
esa semilla de la palabra de Dios,
enters my heart,
entra en mi corazón,
even though I may not be to the end of the faith,
aunque no esté llegado al final de la fe,
there's a spark that begins to happen inside of me.
Hay una chispa que sale, que produce.
I may not know anything or much of anything.
No sé tal vez muchas cosas o nada.
But I've just experienced the first step.
Pero acabo de experimentar el primer paso.
And when faith began to mingle with the word,
y cuando se mezcla la fe con la palabra,
something began to happen inside of me.
Algo sucede dentro de mí.
Life begins at conception.
La vida comienza en la concepción.
Sometimes conception happens in a bar.
A veces la concepción sucede en una.
Oh, don't let your mind go there.
En una cantina.
But what I'm trying to tell you,
lo que le quiero decir es esto,
is while they're leaning over the bar,
cuando estamos ahí en una barra con la cabeza
para abajo,
and they're
so sick and tired of the habits that they're in,
y estamos tan cansados de las cosas y hábitos que tenemos,
and they begin to quote scripture.
Y comenzamos a decir palabra de Dios.
And they begin to pray.
Y comenzamos a orar.
In the bar.
Ahí en esa cantina.
Something begins to happen in their heart.
Algo empieza a suceder.
Eternal life is beginning.
La vida interna comienza.
They haven't been born yet.
No han nacido de nuevo.
But life begins at conception.
Pero la vida comienza en la concepción.
And don't you ever diminish anybody.
Nunca vea menos a nadie.
Because they haven't got to the birth yet.
Porque no han nacido.
They've already got the beginning of eternal life happening inside of them.
Solo han comenzado el principio.
And I pray that somebody today,
le hablo a alguien hoy este día,
will feel that spark that I'm feeling.
Que alguien que siente esa chispa,
and a little bit of faith start to happen.
Y un poquito de fe empieza a nacer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I won't hurt you.
Okay.
Here we go. So when the egg and the sperm come together and begin to, and it's fertilized.
Cuando es fertilizado el esperma y el huevo.
We have the beginning of a fetus.
Tenemos el comienzo de un feto.
And we all believe that life begins at conception.
Y todos nosotros creemos que la vida comienza en la concepción.
So we believe we should not abort.
Entonces nosotros creemos que no debemos de abortar.
Amen.
Amen.
And in this setting, I won't teach that all the way out, but some of you just need to think about how a mother can choose to abort
that fetus.
No voy a enseñar todo eso hoy día, pero le hablo a alguien. Una madre puede decidir hacerlo.
But as that fetus begins to grow in the womb,
mientras ese feto comienza a crecer ahí en la en el vientre,
for the most part, the baby's in the fetal position.
Por la mayoría del tiempo el bebé está en esta posición de feto.
Now the baby may flop around.
Tal vez el baby se mueva un poco.
Kick a little.
Tal vez patea un poquito.
Punch a little.
Tal vez le da un puñazo, un puñetazo.
But for the most part,
pero por la mayor vez del tiempo,
they remain in that fetal position.
Se mantienen en esa posición.
But we shouldn't get discouraged.
No debemos desanimarnos.
Just because the baby's kicking.
Porque el bebé está pateando
and punching,
y está pues dando puñetes.
Because that's normal.
Porque eso es normal.
That baby stays in the womb for 36 to 37 weeks in this state.
Ahí se mantiene unas 37-30 más o menos de semanas.
And then,
y después,
there's something that happens in the woman's body that science has yet to even be able to disclose.
Y algo le da una señal al cuerpo de la mujer que le dice que ya es tiempo como de hacer algo diferente.
A chemical or something is signaled from the mother to the fetus.
O algo le da señal al feto.
Around 36 to 37 weeks.
37 o 36 semanas más o menos.
And the baby turns.
Y el baby se voltea.
Does anybody know the Greek word for turn?
¿Alguien conoce la palabra griega que quiere decir voltearse?
Repent.
Arrepentirse.
I didn't choose this.
Yo no escogí esto.
Jesus chose this.
Jesús escogió ese lenguaje, esa palabra.
You can stay right there. Go back to the fetal position. Okay. That's very good. Sometimes,
algunas veces,
we think people should be born too quickly.
A veces pensamos que las personas deben nacer muy rápido.
And we try to push and force this thing through.
Y tratamos de empujarlos y esforzarlos a que nazcan.
One out of every six premature deaths or deaths in infancy, infant mortality, that's the word. One out of six infant mortality.
Uno de seis en mortandad de infantiles.
Is babies coming too soon.
Es que los bebés vienen muy pronto.
So, you don't know how long it's been.
Usted no sabe qué cuánto tiempo ha sido.
Because that first conception.
Porque esa primera concepción.
Can't even be seen.
Ni siquiera se puede ver.
Until at least the second trimester.
Hasta como por lo menos el segundo trimestre.
And just because you can't see outward signs.
Y por el solo porque usted no puede ver nada de fuera.
And they're not looking like you think they ought to look.
Y no estás viendo como piensas.
You better not start aborting.
Y no va a empezar a abordar.
You need to be praying and bringing it along.
Sino que necesita orar y traérselo al Señor.
And get them inside the womb of the mother.
Y tal vez le está pateando adentro de usted.
And give them a little bit of time.
Y le da un poco de tiempo.
Because it won't be too long.
Porque no va a pasar mucho tiempo.
And that fetus is going to turn.
Que ese bebé va a dar la vuelta.
And when that fetus turns.
Y cuando ese bebé da la vuelta.
And its head is buried in the altar.
Y su cabeza está en el altar.
They're taking a step of faith.
Está tomando un paso de fe.
That faith is beginning to grow.
Esa fe comienza a crecer.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now as that baby's head is engaged in the birth canal.
Mientras ese bebé la cabeza está en el canal de nacimiento.
The mother
la madre,
begins to rejoice.
La madre se empieza a alegrar.
Honey. Honey, babe, I don't know how you say that in Spanish.
Bebé.
Yeah, baby,
mi amor. Chiquita.
The baby's turn.
El bebé.
The baby's turn.
El bebé se ha volteado.
And we all get excited.
Y nos alegramos.
Do you know why we get excited?
¿Sabe por qué nos alegramos?
Because we know that birth is getting close.
Porque ya va a venir el nacimiento.
Are you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
So then what happens?
¿Y lo que sucede?
Is because the mother knows and can sense that the baby's turned.
Porque la madre puede sentir que el bebé se está volteando.
Another signal goes off in her body.
Otra señal viene a su cuerpo.
And contractions begin to happen.
Y empiezan a las contracciones.
But we want to have babies.
Pero queremos tener bebés.
In the church.
En la iglesia.
Without any pain.
Sin dolor.
But babies.
Pero bebés
don't walk out of the womb.
No caminan del vientre.
On their own.
Solitos.
They need a mother.
Necesitan un padre.
Who is sensing what's happening in the altar.
Que les dice lo que va a pasar en el altar.
Who begins to go into travail.
Que puede entrar ahí y esforzarse.
And begins to have some contractions.
Y empieza a haber dolores.
And as that is happening.
Y mientras esto sucede.
The friction of the baby's head in the birth canal.
La fricción del bebé en la frente, en su cabeza.
With the working of the contractions of the mother.
Y con las contracciones de su madre.
Creates some friction.
Crea fricción.
And the water breaks.
Y el agua se quiebra, se rompe.
I didn't choose that.
Yo no escogí eso.
Don't argue with me.
No discuta conmigo. Yo no
Jesus
escogí.
Said faith to faith.
Dijo Jesús, de fe a fe en fe.
It takes faith to repent.
Toma fe para arrepentirse.
But that repentance may not come until a while after that first faith.
Pero esa fe no puede, la otra fe no puede venir hasta después de la primera fe, puede ser así.
But shortly after the baby turns.
Pero corto después de que, poco tiempo después de que el bebé se voltee.
We realize that the next event.
Nos damos cuenta que el próximo evento.
Is going to be the breaking of water.
Se va a romper el agua.
I'm here to tell you today.
Estoy aquí para decirle.
If you haven't broken the waters of baptism.
Si usted no ha roto el
agua
de bautismo.
But you've had some repentance going on.
O si hay un arrepentimiento que tiene que suceder.
You need to get in the water today.
Si ya se ha arrepentido, necesita entrar en el
agua. Because it's a natural next step.
Tiene que ir al próximo paso.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, with Abigail.
Con Abigail.
Our third child.
Nuestro número, el niño número, el tercer de nuestros hijos, hijas.
It was her due date.
Pues ya era el tiempo.
And we were doing a baby dedication at our church.
Estábamos haciendo una dedicación de bebé en nuestra iglesia.
And my wife was going to sing a solo.
Y mi esposa iba a cantar solo.
And she said to me before church.
Y me dijo antes del culto de la iglesia.
She said, honey.
Esposo.
It could be the day.
Hoy puede ser el día.
If I give you the motion.
Si yo te digo, te doy la señal.
Don't ask me to sing.
No me pida que cante.
Because I have to use my diaphragm.
Porque tengo que usar mi diafragma.
And I don't want anything to happen.
Y yo no, mi voz, y no quiero que nada suceda.
So it came time for the song.
Y entonces vino el tiempo.
And I made eye contact with my wife.
Y miré a los ojos de mi esposa.
And she was going.
Y ella dijo.
You know, like, I think I can do it.
Dijo, bueno, yo creo que sí, lo puedo
so
hacer.
So she gets up there to sing.
Se sube ahí para cantar.
And by the end of the song,
y al final de la canción,
she's singing like this.
Está cantando ya con un gesto así.
They pay people big money to do that.
Le pagan a gente para que hagan cosas así.
Service was over.
Y ya terminó entonces el canto.
And we were having a potluck for the people who had the baby dedication.
Y pues teníamos un convivio para las personas.
Because there was a lot of guests that were there that day.
Había muchos visitantes ese día.
And my wife is serving the punch.
Y mi esposa estaba sirviendo el ponche.
And as she's serving the punch,
y mientras ella servía el ponche,
her water breaks.
Se rompió el agua.
And they send a message up to pastor.
Y le mandaron el mensaje al pastor.
Hey, your wife says her water broke.
Tu esposa dice que el agua se le ha roto.
Normally we should have been going, yeah.
Normalmente uno
coming.
Debe estar alegre, contento, ¿verdad?
And I'm like, no, not here.
Y yo dije, aquí no, aquí no.
This isn't right.
This is así.
It's the wrong time.
Ese no es el tiempo
We're
adecuado.
In the middle of celebrating a baby dedication.
Estamos celebrando la dedicación de un bebé.
But sometimes it doesn't matter about me.
Pero a veces no es acerca de mí.
We need to be ready when the baby's ready.
Debemos estar listos cuando el bebé está
and
listo.
There's some babies in there are some babies about to be born here today.
Y aquí hay muchos bebés que quieren nacer.
And you stop worrying about the clock.
No se preocupe del tiempo.
Because if it's somebody's hour,
porque no, si es la hora de alguien,
that's more important than any potluck.
Eso es más importante que cualquier otra cosa.
Because this is eternal.
Porque esto es algo de la eternidad.
You see, and I haven't taken the time to go through all the scripture.
Y pues me he tomado o no el tiempo de ir por toda la escritura.
But every step is another step of faith.
Cada paso es un paso de fe.
He said this is a faith to faith salvation.
Dijo que esta era una salvación de fe en fe.
You must believe when you repent.
Debe de creer cuando se arrepiente.
And the Bible says he that believeth and is baptized.
Y la Biblia dice aquel que crea y sea bautizado.
That doesn't mean he didn't believe when he repented.
Eso no quiere decir que no se cree, no creyó cuando
He's
se arrepintió.
He's just saying it's time for another step of faith.
Sino que dice que es tiempo para otro paso de
it's
fe.
It's time for another step of faith.
Y tiempo para otro paso de fe.
And once that water breaks,
una vez que se rompa esa agua,
the mother then is rushed off to the birthing room.
Y se la llevan a esa madre en donde van a hacer el bebé en esa sala.
And the doctors and the nurses come into the room.
Vienen los doctores y las enfermeras ahí.
Because they know that the baby's about to come.
Porque saben que el bebé ya va a venir.
And the next step that takes place.
Y el próximo paso que toma lugar.
Is called hard labor.
Es el cuando está haciendo pues todo el trabajo.
And it reminds me of a baptism not too long ago.
Y me recuerda de una cosa hace no mucho.
When I put him down in the watery graves of baptism and I brought him out of the watery graves of baptism.
Cuando lo sumergí en el agua y lo levanté de fuera del agua.
Our church wasn't sitting back ho hum watching it on a video.
No estaba mi la iglesia no estaban ahí solo viéndolo en un video.
But they were right there travailing.
Sino que estaban ahí también como en el esfuerzo.
And when he came out of the water,
y cuando salió del agua,
there was a roar that was coming out of the body of Christ.
Había un sonido que venía del cuerpo de Cristo.
And the roar that came out of the body of Christ,
y ese sonido que vino del cuerpo de Cristo,
was a roar of intercession.
Era un sonido de intercesión.
And that intercession continued,
y esa intercesión continuó,
until the countenance of the one who broke the water changed.
Hasta que cambió la apariencia de aquel que rompió el agua.
Because the next thing that we need to see in a birth,
porque lo siguiente que debemos ver en un nacimiento,
is the intake of air,
el que toma el aire, que tome el aire,
and an outcast of a cry of life,
y que saque un llanto de vida.
And as the mother was travailing,
y mientras la madre se esforzaba,
the baby had already begun by coming out of the water,
y el bebé ya había empezado a salir del agua,
but it still wasn't a complete and a full birth,
pero no era completo el nacimiento
aún,
and
the body of Christ continued with its intercession and its pushing,
y la iglesia, el cuerpo de Cristo continúa con ese empujar y intercesión,
and all of a sudden the one who came out of the water,
y de repente el que salió del agua,
his face changed,
su rostro cambió,
and another spark came through him,
y otra chispa salió de
and
él.
Even though they were so far away they could not hear what he was saying,
estaba tan allá que no podían ni entender lo que decían,
they instantly knew,
ellos sabían,
that the breath or the spirit had entered him,
que el aliento del espíritu había venido en él,
and that coming from his vocal cords,
y que salía de las bocas de su boca,
was the cry of life,
era el llanto de vida,
and then the tenor or the sound of the mother,
y después el sonido de la madre,
shifted from agonizing,
cambió de una agonía,
to dancing,
a danzar de alegría,
because one more,
uno más,
one more,
uno más,
was born into the kingdom,
ha nacido al reino,
and how did we know,
y cómo sabemos,
because we heard the cry of life,
porque oímos su llanto que está vivo,
and how are you going to know,
y cómo va a saber usted,
when you come out of the water,
cuando salga del agua,
you ought to come out of the water with a cry of life,
va a salir del agua con un llanto
speaking
de vida,
speaking in other tongues as the spirit gives
hablando
the utterance,
hablando en otra lengua como el espíritu le dé.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know where you are.
No sé dónde está usted.
I don't know where you are in the process.
No sé en qué lugar está en el
proceso. But if you're here today without any hope,
pero si usted está aquí sin esperanza,
I pray that today something happened inside of you.
Yo oro para que algo suceda dentro de usted.
And if you felt that first spark of faith,
y si usted sintió esa chispa de fe,
conception,
La concepción.
That was eternal life.
Ahí está la vida eterna.
A spark entering you.
Una chispa ha entrado en usted.
Stay with this mother.
Manténgase en esta madre.
It's the most safe place to be.
Es el lugar más seguro donde estar.
There's all kinds of midwives here.
Porque hay muchas mujeres como madres aquí.
Who are going to guide you through the process?
Que te van a guiar por el proceso.
Disciple you along.
Que te van a enseñar.
Nobody here is going to push you.
Nadie te va a empujar aquí.
Nobody here is going to push you.
Nadie te va a forzar aquí.
They're going to be sensitive to where you are.
Van a ser sensibles a donde tú estás en tu situación.
And when you come to the place.
Y cuando vengas al lugar.
Where they see you turn.
Donde ya está de cabeza el feto.
We're not going to stop you from crying.
No vamos a detenerte de llorar.
We're not going to grab a hold of you and pick you up right away.
No te vamos a agarrar y levantar pronto.
Because we don't want to preach birth.
Porque no queremos predicar el nacimiento.
We want to see you cry for a little bit in your repentance.
Sino queremos ver un llanto de vida.
Because we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Porque no estamos avergonzados del evangelio.
And at just the right time.
Y en el tiempo correcto.
You will either get up or someone will feel in the spirit that it's the right time.
Y usted sabrá del espíritu que es el tiempo correcto.
And it should be and could be today.
Puede ser eso para
that
usted.
That after you come and repent.
Este día puede ser para usted si viene a arrepentirse.
That you rise up from that position.
Si usted se levanta de esa
and
posición.
You'll say, I'm ready to be baptized.
Y usted puede decir.
Or somebody will say, it's time to break the water.
Me quiero bautizar, es tiempo de romper el agua.
And it is absolutely normal for you to come out of the water.
Es normal cuando sale del agua.
And in-breathe the Spirit.
Y respirar el Espíritu.
And exhale in other tongues.
Y sacarlo
that
en otras
is
lenguas.
The birth that he gave unto us.
Ese es el nacimiento que nos dio.
And I'm here to share with you today.
Y aquí estoy para decirle y animarle.
That's not the end.
Ahí no es el final.
That's just your birthday.
Ahí solamente es su día de nacimiento.
And it's still, pastor.
Y aún así, pastor.
40 years into the ministry.
40 años en el ministerio.
It's still faith.
Sigue aún.
To faith.
De fe en fe.
And somebody here.
Y alguien aquí.
Who's already experienced all this.
Que ya ha experimentado todo esto.
Needed for me to tell it to you.
Necesitaba que lo escuchara de
so
mí,
you could have faith,
para que pueda tener fe,
so that you could help someone else understand the gospel,
para que usted le ayude a alguien más a entender el evangelio.
Jesus used the story.
Jesús escuchó la historia. Es lo bueno.
I gotta tell you about the good news.
Necesito decirte de estas buenas nuevas.
Amen. Mm-hmm. In closing, I'd like for my wife to come.
Estamos cerrando y si viene mi esposa.
Amen. I'm believing today.
Yo estoy creyendo este día.
That a number of you.
Que hay un número de ustedes.
Are going to experience.
Van a experimentar.
New birth.
Un nuevo nacimiento.
Let my wife share her testimony so that you can understand what we've been saying.
Ella va a compartir un testimonio.
I know I'm the only thing that stands between you and lunch.
Yo soy el único que está entre usted y su almuerzo.
Since I don't feel like God's done with my life on earth, I don't want to be stampeded. When you're trying to get by me to the food over there, so I'm going to be quick.
Voy a ser rápido para que no me arrastre con la multitud que quieren ir a comer.
This is a process.
Este es un proceso.
Had someone judged me in my process, I probably never would have made it. I would have been aborted.
Si alguien me hubiera juzgado en mi proceso, tal vez no hubiera sobrevivido, hubiera sido abortada.
Don't ever think you know where someone's at.
Nunca piense que usted sabe dónde está uno.
The only person that knows is they themselves.
Los únicos que saben son ellos mismos.
Birth begins with conception. You've heard that.
El nacimiento comienza en la concepción. Ya escuchó.
I will not tell you all the background because I had a childhood from hell. Pardon the French.
Pues bueno, no voy a decir todo el historial porque tengo un niño que es como.
But it will play a part in you understanding. I wasn't born and raised in this truth.
Me dio dureza y pues yo no nací en esta verdad.
But at the age of 7 years old, I asked if I could go live with grandma for a very good reason.
Y a la edad de 7 años, yo quería ir a vivir con mi abuela por una buena razón.
I was third oldest of 7, and my mother knew it would be safer for me there than home.
Yo era una de 7 y pensó que era más seguro para mí allá que en mi casa.
So she said yes, it was her mother.
Y ella dijo sí, pues es mi mamá.
Grandma's home was full of prayer and peace.
Y el lugar de mi abuela es lleno de paz y oración.
Mine was full of everything but that.
Y mi casa estaba llena de todo menos de eso.
But at the age of 7, I slept with my crippled grandmother. She was an invalid.
Y a la edad de 7 años yo me dormía, me acostaba con mi abuela que pues estaba deshabilitada.
And one night, I will never forget this.
Una noche nunca se me va a olvidar.
I felt something. I slept with my face to the wall, so my back was to grandma.
Mi rostro estaba hacia la pared, mi espalda hacia mi abuela.
And at 7 years old, I felt something touch my ribs and call my name.
Sentí que algo me tocó en las costillas y llamó mi nombre.
Now my given name is Anne, but my pet name, my special name for my family and close friends is Annie.
Mi nombre es Anne, pero mi nombre de cariño es Annie.
This called me Annie.
Y esto me llamó
And I woke up and said, Grandma, do you need something? Because I would help Grandma.
Y yo le pregunté a mi abuela, ¿necesitas algo, abuela?
She said, no, Annie, I didn't wake you up. Go back to sleep.
Y ella dijo, no, yo no te desperté. Duérmete otra vez.
It happened a second time. Something touched my ribs and called Annie.
Y volvió a suceder lo mismo. Me tocaron la costilla y llamó mi nombre, Annie.
I said, Grandma. Do you need something?
¿Necesitas algo, abuela? Le dije.
She said, no, Annie, I did not call you.
Y ella dijo, no te he llamado yo.
And after that, this happened at the age of 7. I'm 64. For 57 years, I have pondered this.
Y pues ya tengo 64 años y a los 7 años, imagínense, todos esos años yo he estado pensando en eso.
I didn't hear any more like Samuel, but I honestly believe that was God touching me.
Yo no escuché más como Samuel, pero creo de verdadmente que es Dios que me estaba llamando, tocando.
My father left me when I was 12.
Mi padre me abandonó cuando tenía 12 años.
My mother left me when I was 15.
Y mi madre cuando tenía 15 años.
At 15 years old,
a la edad de 15 años,
in my bedroom,
ahí en mi sala,
I was born and raised a Catholic.
Fui católica y así fue
criada. I have nothing against those people. They make the best saints in the world.
Yo no tengo nada contra ellos. Hacen muchas cosas, han hecho muchas cosas buenas.
I was in my bedroom praying.
Estaba en mi habitación orando.
I told Grandma, I'm going to pray in my bedroom, and I took my novena book and my rosary.
Y entonces me fui a mi sala a orar con mi rosario y mi libro.
The priest had told me I cannot go to God because he's the mediator between God, and I could not read the Bible.
Y el sacerdote me dijo que no podía ir a Dios porque había un intermediario entre Dios y uno.
We had this huge family Bible that no one ever touched.
Y teníamos una Biblia grande de la familia que nadie la tocaba nunca.
So at the age of 15, I was on my knees praying over my bed with my rosary and my novena book.
Y estaba yo a esa edad arrodillada orando con mi rosario y mi libro de novena.
I was sobbing, tears just dripping off my face.
Yo estaba llorando y muchas lágrimas salían.
I was praying to the Virgin Mary.
Oraba yo a la Virgen María.
I was praying to Saint Peter.
San Pedro.
Saint Anne.
Saint
Jude.
San Judas.
All of the saints that I had been told would help me if I would just pray and ask.
Todos los santos que me dijeron que me iban a ayudar si les llamara.
And I was actually questioning, why am I alive? I have known nothing but pain in my life.
Y yo me pregunté a mí mismo, ¿por qué estoy viva si solo he experimentado dolor en toda mi vida?
And after that, the most incredible presence entered my bedroom.
Y en ese momento lo más increíble, una presencia entró en mi habitación.
I will never forget it.
Nunca lo olvidaré.
Pardon the emotion, but it overwhelms me every time I talk about it.
Perdóneme, es que me emociono tanto cada vez que hablo de esto.
Because I knew I wasn't worthy.
Porque yo sabía que yo no era digna.
But I didn't know what this was.
Pero yo no sabía qué era esto que me sucedía.
And I sat back on my heels because I was kneeling over my bed.
Y pues me puse en mis pies porque estaba de rodilla.
I had this little postage size bedroom, like a postage stamp. It was teeny tiny.
Tengo un artículo en mi cuarto.
And as I looked around, I said, who or what is in this room with me?
Y yo miré alrededor y pregunté, ¿quién está aquí o qué es
the
eso?
The door had never opened. I looked, it was closed.
La puerta estaba cerrada, nunca se abrió.
There wasn't any place much to hide. The closet, I looked at, nobody's in the closet.
No había lugar donde esconderse, el closet ahí estaba.
But it was
no había
an incredible presence of love and peace just overwhelming me.
Era una presencia de amor, de paz que me sobrellenaba.
And I heard a voice almost as if it was audible.
Escuché una voz casi así audible.
And this is what it said to me.
Y dijo así.
He called me by name twice.
Me llamó por nombre dos veces.
Annie. My name is Jesus.
Mi nombre es Jesús.
I died on the cross for your sins.
Yo morí en la cruz por tus pecados.
You don't have to go to anybody else.
No tienes que ir
a
nadie más.
You can come to me.
Puedes venir a mí.
From that moment forward, I started secretly praying to Jesus Christ.
Desde ahí en adelante yo oré a Jesús.
My neighbor lady, Beulah Thompson, from the church. She's passed away many years ago. Danny Thompson is her son. She has people in Wisconsin you probably know. Melanie Aaron married Danny Thompson. They're all people that helped disciple me. She was witnessing to me. She was my neighbor. She knew the mess I lived in. And she would witness to me, don't judge anybody. To her face, I'm not proud of this, but remember, I was a very broken person. I would say, you know what? Get off my back. If you want to be a Jesus freak, you be one. I'm not going to join you. And I would go in the house, and I didn't tell her about my experience. I'm sorry. I should let you talk.
Tenía una vecina, y mi vecina y toda su familia y muchas personas me ayudaron a crecer. Me guiaron, no me criticaron, sino que más bien ella me enseñó muchas cosas.
And I would go and sneak that Bible and open it.
Y yo, pues, a escondidas abría la Biblia.
This is God, friends.
Amigos, esto es Dios.
Every time she spoke to me about something,
cada vez que ella me hablaba acerca de algo,
I didn't know how to find it in the Bible.
Yo no sabía que lo encontraría
en la Biblia. I'd
never
read one.
Nunca había leído una.
I would just randomly open to what she talked about.
Y la abría la Biblia y leía lo que me acababa de decir ella.
I cried at the age of 16, a year later.
Lloré a la edad de 16 años.
I said, why didn't anybody ever tell me this before?
¿Por qué nadie me había dicho de esto antes?
There are people you're around all the time.
Hay personas alrededor de ti
todo
el tiempo.
Don't hold back. They're suffering. They need what you have.
Necesitan.
Give it to them.
Lo que usted tiene de su sufrimiento, déselo.
Even if it seems like it's a little morsel here and there.
Y pareciera que es algo chiquitito, no importa.
It's life, it's conception to them.
Es concepción para ellos.
On August 2nd, 1970.
1970 de agosto 2.
48 years ago.
48 años atrás.
I repented of my sins.
Me arrepentí de mis
in
pecados.
In a little white Pentecostal church.
En una iglesita chiquita pentecostal.
I was baptized in the glorious name of Jesus Christ.
Fui bautizada en el glorioso nombre de Jesucristo.
And I was miraculously filled with the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues.
Y fui llena del Espíritu Santo milagrosamente hablando
there
en lenguas.
There are people sitting here who have faith in their heart.
Hay quienes tienen fe en su corazón aquí en este lugar.
It's already been conceived in you.
Y ya puede,
I want everyone to stand.
Quiero que todos se pongan de pie. Puede concebir
everyone esto. That needs the Holy Ghost.
Todos los que necesiten
come
el Espíritu
over here
Santo.
To my left. Come quickly. Come
venga
quickly.
Aquí rápido. Aquí
everyone
a mi
that
izquierdo.
Wants or needs the Holy Ghost. Don't worry about anybody around you. This is between you and God. Set your pride, your fear aside. It's what you need. You can't make it without it. Come to my left. Those who need to or want to repent and if need be, to be baptized in Jesus' name, come over here. To my right, quickly.
Los que quieran
everyone
ser
who needs to come. Now,
aquí,
the
ahora.
Midwives. I need all the midwives. Men, don't be afraid of the term. You're a midwife. It's just a birthing
todas
assistant.
Las madres,
everybody,
los
come
ancianos,
up. Come on.
Los ancianos.
Come on, body of Christ. You're the mother. Come up behind these that need
cuerpo de
something.
Cristo, venga, venga.
Now, as the musicians begin, I want you to help these people by travailing with them. No mother needs to be pushed. She's in enough pain and agony on her own. She needs somebody to coach and be behind her as support. Come forward. Come on. Move forward. People are in the aisles. They're trying to get through. Pull forward. You know what you need. Repentance and baptism on this side. Holy Ghost and filling over here. I want you all. Musicians, please begin. Start. I want you all right now. Let's raise our hands. We're going to all repent. Whether you're a saint or a sinner, none of us is perfect. We live a day-to-day life, and this world is wicked. Let's go. Everybody's going to repent right now. Raise your hands to heaven. Jesus, in your holy name, the only name that ever saved and set anyone free, God, through the blood, from the blood that you shed on your cross, from your back for the healing of the nations and of our bodies. In the name and through the blood of Jesus Christ, I repent for my sins. Come on, body, repent. I repent for my sins, God. Please forgive me for all the wrong, the evil, the wickedness, the mistakes, the hurt, the pain I've caused you and others, Jesus. I plead your blood upon us now. Let that blood cleanse us, oh God. Let your healing virtue flow through this body, oh God. In the name and through the blood of Jesus Christ, I confess my sins to you. I repent. I'm truly sorry. I pray and ask that you will forgive me. Let your blood wash me clean. Now, I want you, when your heart is clean, I want you to start a roar of praise. Come on, we're going to travail. God's going to use your voice and your tongue to fill you with the Spirit, which means you got to have it moving and you got to be speaking. Don't worry about the people around you. They're there to help and support you. Just start to praise Him. I worship you, Jesus. I love you, God. I release and surrender myself to you, Jesus. I need you, Lord. That's it. Come on. Come on, body. Travail. In the name of Jesus, when Zion travails, she shall bring forth. God, in your name, Lord, I pray, God, Lord, that you would fill these people with the Holy Ghost, God. Those that are needing you and wanting and desiring, Lord. In your name, Lord, I pray, Jesus, that you please, God. Lord Jesus, would help them to turn their lives around. That's it. Come on. Let the Spirit move in your heart. Break up that fallow ground and let it become fertile soil. Let the word of God fall there in a seed and let it spring to everlasting life. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. That's it. Come on, push through. Push through, Mother Church. Help that mother push through. Birth this baby.